To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Feel free to take us through how brine works as a solution to help de-ice roads and whatnot compared to maybe road salt that many other municipalities here in Western New York utilize.
Well, the brine that we're pulling from is already, it's right from the same vein that they're pulling the salt from, but in a different section. So what they're doing is we're using the same stuff that would have been picked out of the vein to be run for a town. And they've actually turned it into a brine because they use it for a different purpose, not just this. It's actually designed for a chemical plant in Niagara Falls for Olin Chemicals. That's how they make chlorine and et cetera. They use chlorine, they separate it and then send it back. So all they're doing is they're pumping water into the salt vein and pulling out 100% saturation solution. The same thing we're putting on the road once the rock salt melts. So if we can get a liquid to be put on the road immediately, we're getting a much faster response. And it's 100% saturation, just like the raw salt would be, but we can control how much we put down, where we put it down, and when. And all of our roads, or the bulk of them, all have a crown to them, so they all pitch to the outside edge. So if we can run I have multiple spray heads on the bar that we put it towards the middle of the road, make sure the center is done, and as the gravity takes it and pulls it to the outside, it brines basically the entire surface as we're going down. And it's a lot less expensive. The brine is very inexpensive next to the salt, because the salt just took a $20 a ton jump from last year to this year. So this is a huge money saver if we can make it work and make it work well. It's just one of those products that we're trying. We were approached by the brine company to, if we were interested. They had the product, very reasonable. So right now we're going out there and getting it. If it does work, we'll eventually make a more of a tank farm here where we can put in a couple of 6,000 gallon tanks of just salt brine, because it's no more corrosive than any other salt. And then we won't have to make trips out there, or we can have a semi bring it in instead of driving out there and get it. It's right in Warsaw. And it's, you know, it's just a brine plant that we can pull material from. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We utilize our crew because sometimes there's not a lot to do, because you don't want to start a project in the middle of a snowstorm or the snow season. So we do small projects, but this is also something else they can do during the evening. You know, they can run out there because they're here till 9, run out there, grab a load, come back. It's a 3-hour loop. You know, it's easy to get in and out of there. It's easy to, I've got it set up so it's easy to off pump into the tanks off of the truck and vice versa, pull it from the system and put it back into the truck. So it's about a 15-minute dump and it's a 15-minute pull when you're at the plant. So, I mean, it's not a lot of time. It's just, you know, little road miles. And it's fully adjustable on the brine truck that we built. We have what they call a swap loader. And you can take the back bed of the truck and drop it off and pull something up. This is a truck that we use. It's got a plow set up on it, which we take on and off. We have a leaf sucker that we can put on it, a one-man leaf sucker. So you just sit in the cab and you can run it from there, or we can drop that off. We have a flatbed on it. We take that on and off. We have a chipping box, so when we use a chipper, we can put it in there. It's kind of like the Swiss Army knife of a truck, because we can use it for multiple things. Because we're not a huge town, so we don't have the resources to have one of everything or more. We kind of have to utilize what we've got. So we took our flatbed that we really don't use much, and I found a brine tank we can outfit it with. Some kept it low, kept it fitted for the truck size, and then I used to do plumbing and heating on my for myself, so I have a plumbing background, so I plumbed in a pump, put in a spray bar, I did some research, got some of the information, and instead of doing the pump we set up so it actually runs off the truck, because the system, the truck's already got a system on there for the salter. Well, that's the other thing we can all supply. We have a separate salter we can pull onto the truck. But in this case, instead of putting, because we don't have the salter on, we're going to use the hydraulics that are set up on the truck and just plug into them with quick disconnects like we do with the salter, except it's going to run the pump on the brine tank. Okay. So inside the cab, we didn't have to add all sorts of controls to it. We utilized the system we already had, and I integrated it into what the brine system worked for us. It worked out really well. And now you can turn it on and off from inside the truck, and you can control how fast the pump spins, depending on how much pressure and how much volume you need to put out while you're going. Let's say you got a really hard packed area, you can slow down and crank it way up, and then you get a spot that's pretty much dry, you can back it right off or shut it off. It just it gives you some flexibility inside the cab without going out and adjusting stuff or that kind of stuff.
So it seems like the brine then is more controllable, and also it seems a little bit more immediate in terms of the reaction
is instantaneous. Basically, as you put it on, if there's any kind of a melt or any kind of a mush, it's immediately going to go right to it and mix, and it's going to thin it out and push it out. And being 100% saturated of salt, if you add a little bit of water, it actually even lowers the temperature even farther until you get to a certain point, then it starts to thin it out too far. But so you need moisture to activate it, but this is already basically a liquid that you can put right on, and it immediately seems to be burning off the road really well. At least for our application, it's working out real well, because we'll send out the run and have them go out and start scraping, and about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, I'll go out with the brine truck and backtrack where they were on all the heavy traffic areas, and I'll make, because they've already started churning it up, and then I'll actually start putting it down, and you can see right where I've been and where I haven't been. The heavy traffic roads, we have a couple of major, we do Transit Road and Center Street up by the high school. We want to make sure that that's clear for the kids. And any of the heavy traffic roads that need to be done, we get them done. And it seems to be doing it. Now, I'm assuming if I'm doing that on our heavy roads, they can spend more time salting some of the oddball roads and smaller roads that we normally have to manage how much, because you can only put so much on the truck and it takes so many hours to do a run, and you can only get two runs a day out of each shift. So this allows them to maybe put a little more on those not heavily used roads, and they don't have to put as much down the main road because I'm backing right up behind them and doubling down on it. So I think it kind of saves us in the end, and because I can put that down for a less expensive amount, and they don't have to put much at all down on those roads because I'm already hosing it down.
So you go out first with the brine?
Nope, the other way around. Okay. We go out, they're scraping and putting a little bit of salt down,
okay. And
they start just to get something down, because we do straight salt runs. Sometimes we do salt and sand.
Okay.
And then we also have what they call magic. It's a blue liquid. I think it's a magnesium sort to help activate on those super, super cold days to try to get the salt to activate, because it won't. We feel the brine might be the best thing for us. It might actually help work that up and get that going faster. So we can use any of the combination to make it, but they don't have to use as much on the heavier roads because I can come right in behind them. Because if they scrape off the snow, get the bulk of it off, because there's always leave some, mm-hmm. I can immediately turn that into mush, and then it'll just run right up to the outside edge. And it seems to be working pretty good for us.
And it's fairly environmentally good.
It's exact same thing we're putting on, except it's not, because if you ever notice when you put down rock salt, you ever follow a state truck and it's bouncing all over the place, mm-hmm. and it's half of it's going off the road. I'm spraying it directly on the road, so it's just getting sprayed right there, and then it runs off the edge, and it's the exact same product, literally, that we would normally be putting on in a rock form. This is a liquid form. It's the same stuff.
And it's also safe for cars, too.
No different than using the rock salt. Same thing. It just reacts faster, so maybe it'll thin out quicker with the salt, with the snow that's on there, and hopefully. But it is what it is. We just have to make the road safe. And if we can put this on and get a direct reaction, it's a much safer deal for the community.
And what was, and I don't know what conversations you've had maybe with other municipalities, other highway departments about brine compared to road salt. I mean, what is it that you've learned, and what is it that you take away from the early stages of this process now that sees this as a benefit for the town of Aurora, maybe for other municipalities thinking about it going forward?
Well, like the town of Tonawanda, they have a small brine plant. It's a giant mixer where they put in the rock salt and they mix it and they add water to thin it out and liquefy it. And they've been using it. And there's times you can use and times you can't. You can only go so low on temperature with any salt product. That's when we go more into a sand and salt mix instead of just a straight salt or a brine. And if you've got hard pack, like when it snows really hard right at rush hour and you can't fight traffic and you're trying to get out there, and they pack it down and turn into what we call a hard pack. Mm-hmm. Where I can take these and change the nozzle tips to them, and then I can actually use them and just spray streams straight down and try to get into that hard pack to break it up quicker. So when that type of an application comes, we can switch a little bit. It's just pop them out, put them in. I got three to do, and we're right back, and we hopefully can break up that hard pack a little bit quicker. Because it happened a couple times on Transit Road and on our main center street where all the high school traffic goes and all the regular, that's the main thoroughfare. So if that snow happens at that rush hour, morning or afternoon, they pound it down and pack it into snowballs that are flat and big sheets. So we feel it'll help us there. And just with the snows we've had, because it's been below freezing, but it's just been enough to hang out and stay there. I've been spraying the brine on her, and like I said before, you can see the path that I've been on. It's like it's working great. It's burning it right up. It's getting right through any small amount of snow or taking the slush and turning it into a liquid so it can run off the road. So it we feel it's been very beneficial. We decided, because I guess a brine plant, mixing your own brine is like $100,000, or it's an expensive process to put that in and put it in, then you got the tanks and stuff. And with them being as reasonable it is, it's like 8 cents a gallon, 9 cents a gallon. To drive out there and come back, it's $120 a load. Mm-hmm. Where if we're running 7,000 pounds of salt in the trucks at $55 a ton, it's a much bigger expense. So if they aren't using as much of that, and I'm using a little of this because it's less expensive, we're probably going to be saving $70,000-$90,000 a year, hopefully. I mean, we're hoping to, because, well, we're going to be spending, I think, another, if our normal amount of salt, I guess we're going to be spending like another $90,000 because of the price increase. Well, if I can, even if I cut it in half, it's a huge savings for the town. So hopefully.
Very good. Mike, is there anything else that you want to add that maybe we haven't discussed with Brian?
Not with the brine, but just for people to realize, they need to make sure they give us more room. Mm-hmm. When you see a truck pull over and stop at an intersection and turn, they're probably going to back up or turn around. Just try not to get underneath them. Just breathe and give him 30 seconds to do what he's going to do if he doesn't wave you on. It's just because of those big trucks, you can't see what's going on. And you go to back up or something, you lose the car because they're so small compared to the trucks. And, you know, you get into a situation where they're in a blind spot. You just can't see them. And they just need to give us a little bit more room when they come across a truck. And don't, every once in a while, we'll get somebody that likes to draft, you know, crawl right up underneath the truck. I'm like, you're just saltifying the front of your car. It's not a good choice. But people are in a hurry in the morning, you know, trying to get somewhere. So if they can not do it, it'd be great. Just give us a little bit more room. I mean, we're doing the best we can. And we can't go fast, because if you go fast, then you don't get the application on the road, whether we're using rock salt, sand, or the liquid. The faster you go, the less it hits the road for contact. And a lot of it gets dispersed up, and I'm not putting as much per lane mile. So if you can just give us a little bit of space, it would be very beneficial.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.